You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy start of training camp, everybody. What is going on? This is your man, Tony Wiggins, here with Locked On Jaguars. Training camp Tuesday. Everything opens up today, man. And I know you guys couldn't be more excited that this season has finally arrived to get the Jaguars going in a new direction with Urban Meyer and, of course, with Trevor Lawrence. Got to let you guys know about something special before we get going here. NBA Draft GOAT, Chad Ford, Locked On NBA Draft host Rafael Barlow, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales will be live this year covering the NBA Draft. Now, you got to understand something. If you just watched the playoffs, you saw a homegrown team win the title with guys that they drafted who you probably didn't know when they got drafted. So it's very, very important to watch this year because you're going to probably see the future and the exact same things happen. It's Locked On NBA Draft 2021, brought to you by Built Bar. Get local expert analysis on each pick. Follow Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. Now, let's not bury the lead, man. It's training camp opening, right? We're going to talk about the things that you're most excited about today. And I know what they are, but we're still going to talk about it anyway, because that's what we do here on Locked On Jaguars, which is your daily podcast for Jaguars coverage. In segment two, we want to talk about how watching guys in shorts initially allows you to evaluate a team. And sometimes we don't do this very well because everyone looks fast and everyone looks strong. And one of the things that I'll harp on is this. You get caught up in how athletic your team looks, and then you just imagine another team from the NFL coming doing a joint practice, and they look athletic too, right? But in the past, those teams have sometimes looked better than the Jaguars, but we're going to talk about how you can make an evaluation of what you see before they put the pads on. And then in segment three, we're going to talk about when they put the pads on and eventually how the good players start to separate themselves from the not-so-good players and how the pads and the pace of practice will start to wear some guys out, and that'll be that line of demarcation where you'll start to see separation from guys that can help you and guys that will likely be let go and or traded to other teams, because now teams are more willing to trade draft capital instead of waiting for guys to hit the free agent market if a team is overloaded at certain positions. So first things first, let's get to what you're most excited about today. I've seen so far, I didn't stand in front of the stadium this morning recording it, but some of our techno partners did at First Coast News, and I saw videos of guys showing up, walking to practice together, ready to get this thing going for training camp. It's a difference. It's different from OTAs. It's different from mini camps. This is where you get all 90 guys, veterans. This is mandatory, obviously, but it's just a different feeling because it's like a sigh of, oh, it's finally here. We finally arrived. And it's finally going to start getting put together. They're going to start cooking the meal that's going to be the buffet that's going to be in the first week of September when you finally get to sit down and nourish your body. So it's the real deal. This is going to be the first time that you feel that way. The second time you're going to feel that way is when the preseason games start. And then when those preseason games start, you're going to probably in week 2.5 to week 3, you're going to be like, okay, I'm tired of this. Let's go get to the regular season. So it happens in stages. Let's not rush the days. But the things that you're most excited about is I saw Trevor Lawrence walking in with Cam Robinson. Cam Robinson was to his left, as he should be, protecting his left side, his blind side. I just saw that imagery, and I'm like, it was kind of surreal to see our golden, I don't want to call him a golden boy, our golden young man walking up with his bodyguard to his left. And immediately, I was just thinking like, damn, man, Cam Robinson is actually still a part of this team, because I know I've been guilty of it, thinking that he's just on a one-year deal or whatever. But no, he was with his quarterback, and his quarterback was with his guy. And it just made me realize the symbolism of just those two guys being together, that some of the narratives that we come up with don't necessarily, they're not necessarily true. We're just guessing on some things. Now, tribute to Walker Little. I think Walker Little's great and is going to be great for this franchise. But what if Cam Robinson really plays extremely well? And they're like, look, man, There's no reason to rush him off. We haven't worked out a long-term deal. But how about we keep him for the future because he's a really good player, and we play Walker Little at right tackle and maybe even move Juwan Taylor to right guard? It's possible. All of these things are possible. Don't think they're not. Or move Juwan Taylor to left guard in the future if this is Andrew Norwell's last year, and let Walker Little play right tackle. Don't kid yourself. You have to keep good football players, and you don't just let them walk for nothing. So, you know, when you're 1-15, it's about retention. Remember, we've gone over this in the past where you just replace guys and they leave for nothing, and then they go somewhere else. Eventually, at some point, if you're going to ever build a house, you have to keep all of your foundation and brick by brick, and at some point, it starts to elevate. You can't just constantly keep switching guys out and letting good football players go. The goal is to keep as many of them as you can. And guys that are 6'6" and 6'5" and 325 and 30 pounds that actually can play, they don't grow on trees. It's very, very hard for you to get guys like that. So when I saw that, it just immediately told me to pump my brakes on all of this. Well, Cam Robinson's just holding it down until they get Walker Little ready. Maybe Cam Robinson's holding it down because he's going to hold it down, and they're going to add Walker Little to it in another capacity. That could be it. I saw DJ Chark walking in today with his Jordans on. There was a debate whether they were threes or fours. That's a good question because I like both of them. I like both of those shoes. But he has some big shoes that he's filling now. He had a challenge from Urban Meyer, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, to play bigger this year. He got a little stronger, added some muscle. Last I heard, it was 7 pounds of muscle. It may even be up from that now. I think he's the type of player, and I've said this in the past, to answer a challenge. I used to love the way he competed in practice with Jalen Ramsey and those guys. He would win those reps when he was a young player. And I really do believe that he has a chance to come out here and prove guys wrong like me, because I have been on record saying that I think by the end of this year, Laviska Shenault will be the number one receiver. But these are good conversations to have because you want iron to sharpen iron. You want the competition to exist at all of these positions. You think Keenan just gave it up to Jimmy? I've told the story several times that Jimmy told us that he caught a touchdown and Keenan came over and told Brunell, hey, I was open. Yeah. Iron sharpens iron. That's the kind of attitude that you want your players to have. So there's a lot to be excited about as these guys head into training camp early. To see them all get there, to know that this is the pace and this is the thing that separates. You know, there's going to be 53 guys here. There, I think maybe, 10 more guys on the practice squad or whatever. But that means that there are a lot of guys that you see walking to that stadium this morning that's going to walk out of here with a pink slip over the course of the next 5 to 6 weeks. And it's going to be some people that you know. And that was a little bit of hesitation because I want to say that right. Some of these guys will be people that you know that can really, really play and that you thought would help this team, and there ain't going to be a place for them. So it's going to be fun to see the dynamic of guys trying to make the team while also blending and molding themselves into a team. And one of the things that I can tell you is this. You don't create a team by guys thinking that they're creating a team. The way you create a team is guys going as hard as they can, almost in a selfish way, to do everything, to show everything of what they're capable of, and then you allow the coach to do his job and to take that and build it into a team. You don't go in with the mindset, I don't believe. I don't think you go into the mindset and say, we're going to be a team and I'm going to look out for my teammate. No, you show what you can do. Because guys need to be able to trust you as a football player, right? You go in and you show what you can do. You got to think about yourself right now. You think about yourself. You let the coach figure out how he's going to put it all together and where he's going to insert you, right? But right now, I don't want you thinking about the other guy. I want you thinking about you. I want you to lead. Don't follow. Lead. You have to think about you. You have to think about your ability to make this team. If you don't show them that you can do anything, you won't be there. You know, they don't need glue guys right now. They want you to show what you can do. Case in point, James Robinson. You think James Robinson came in last year and was like, well, I'm going to be a complimentary piece? Hell no, he came in saying he was going to take somebody's job, and he ended up doing it. That's the way everybody has to think, because I think when you get guys, you get 53 guys thinking like that, then they all trust each other and the coach trusts them, and then they go out and they perform as a team under the direction of the coach. But right now, I think it's incumbent to these players to go out and be as selfish as they can and like, look, this is what I can do. This is my moment. When you get your rep, this is what I can do. This is what I'm bringing to this organization. So it's going to be fun to watch those guys do that. Now, you got to be careful, too. And I'm going to get into this in segment two. You got to be careful watching guys run around in shorts, because every single year, guys run around in shorts and they look good. Last summer, they looked good, too. I went to training camp and I was like, yeah, they look good. But you make the mistake of going, this guy's great and this guy's great. And then we leave out the ultimate part of football, and that's the physicality, because the guys aren't hitting in practice when they have on shorts and shells. So how do you know and how do you evaluate? What are you actually looking for? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'll tell you in segment two how to avoid the dreaded, wow, he looks way better this year. And then all of a sudden, he's the same dude that he was the year before. Or this guy looks good. Last year, Terry Godwin was the dude last year that tore camp up, right? Terry Godwin didn't do anything for Jacksonville last year. It wasn't really his fault, but the bottom line is, it is what it is. You know, you can only do so much in training camp and pads to earn the trust of the franchise. So segment two, we'll talk about how you navigate through just watching guys run around in shorts and what do you look for early in camp. Before we get into segment three, and I'll tell you when the men start to separate themselves from the boys, and we'll get back to it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way for you to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball. The NBA draft, NHL is all done right now, but you can look also at the UFC and MMA, and there's also some boxing action that'll be hot and heavy over the next couple of months that you can tap into. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs through the playoffs. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Come on, man, do what I do. Put your money and your mind together and get paid. All right, man, so breaking this thing down, getting ready, training camp, first order of business. These guys are going to check in, probably do all the things they needed to do and do some classroom study and be ready to go before they start hitting the field. And when they do hit the field initially, I expect them to be in shells and shorts. And everybody's going to look good. Newsflash, all right? These guys have been playing football and lifting weights their entire life. They're all going to look healthy and look strong and have big calves and run fast and look chiseled and have the body that all of us, the 50-something-year-olds, wish we still had or wish we probably ever had. So everybody's going to look good and everybody's going to flash. These guys made it through high school, through college, and now they're like the best of the best every single year. Make no mistake about it, they're supposed to look decent in shorts and shells. Everybody's going to catch the ball. Everybody's going to throw the ball nicely. All of that stuff. So how and what do you look for? You're not going to be able to tell how good they are, because the biggest part about football is the physicality. So they're not going to be very physical at this point. So what do you look for? And I'm not talking about with the obvious guys like Visca and DJ Chark and the guys that you know they're going to make the team. And, of course, Trevor Lawrence, who's the future, the current and the future of this football team. I'm talking about the other guys. What can you tell? I'm going to tell you who will fool you. The guys that will fool you are the defensive tackles and the defensive linemen and the offensive linemen, the big guys in the trenches, because they all look like they're big, scary dudes. They all look – I give this example all the time. I say The Rock, Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, Suge Knight, all those dudes were in training camp. They all got cut. And those are big, scary-looking dudes, right? So you can't get really caught up into that. But the thing that you can understand is there will be certain people where they just look different. And those are the 10, 15 guys. Josh Allen's one. Kalyvon Chaisson's one. Of course, I mentioned the wide receiver and the quarterback. I think you'll see an extra pep in the step of Travis Etienne. I think guys like that just look different, and you'll separate those dudes, right? Jalen Ramsey was one of those dudes. He just looked different. He looked like Mel Blunt when he was out. And I know you guys hate me mentioning, but I'm just telling you, him and Calais Campbell are probably the two guys that look more different than any football player I've seen in the last 10 years here in the Jaguar uniform. And probably Allen Robinson because he was so big and physical at wide receiver. So there's just certain guys that you're going to notice right away in shorts that athletically are just different. Where you get yourself in trouble is looking at some of those linemen, you got, ooh, he's a big dude. We got to keep him. And then when they get in pads and he's big, but he doesn't quite play as big as he is before. So just don't make the mistake of looking at guys in shorts saying, he's going to be a player, he's going to be a player, he's going to be a player. I got in an argument with one of my closest friends now, this guy named Sam Moore, and I did a report years back on DJ Chark, and me and Sam went at it, and I said, Sam, you just got to trust me. I know what I'm talking about. And eventually, Sam didn't trust me, and so me and Sam threatened to fight each other over me giving a report from practice. And probably a year or two later, we started speaking again, and now we're real, real good friends. But I understood Sam's point. And I just didn't like Sam questioning me. But I understood Sam's point. Sam's point was, I'm tired of all of these reports from practice of guys in shorts. Let's see what they do in the game. Sam was absolutely right. He was absolutely right because you're going to hear and see all kinds of stuff over the next couple of weeks, and none of it's going to be in a hill of beans. You know why? Because they have to put, they call it in youth league, they got to put those tods on. They got to get it cracking. And when you get it cracking, that's when you're going to really, really notice who can play and who can't. And I mean relative, not who can play. Every guy that's in a training camp right now can play football. And there's some guys that aren't in training camps that can play football. But for us, we're talking about relative to the other guys on the team. Remember, we're trying to build a roster here. That's where the men separate themselves from the boys. Also, those guys that look good in shorts, remember I was talking about the physical guys? Leonard Fournette was that guy too. Fournette always looked different because it didn't seem like a man that big needed to be moving that fast. And he was always one of those extra guys too. So who's going to be the guys this year? Who are going to be the guys that are going to be what I call the shell and short All-American and All-Pro? And then when they put the pads on a couple of weeks from now, you'll stop hearing his name. We're going to talk about it in segment 3 here on a Training Camp Tuesday, the opening of training camp. And we'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After we talk about rockauto.com and rockauto.com's advantages to you and what those advantages are, lower prices on vehicle parts, car parts, and accessories. That's right. The best prices you could ever imagine are going to be at rockauto.com. No need to go and spend 30, 40, or 50% more. Answer a bunch of questions that you don't know the answers to. If the guy asked me how big my engine is one more time, I don't know the difference between a 327, a 448. That number probably doesn't even exist. You know why? I don't need to know that. I'm not trying to fix my car. I'm just trying to buy parts so somebody else can do it. And I want to save as much money as I can. Well, you can do that at rockauto.com. Get on your laptop, man. Go to rockauto.com like people have been doing over the last 2 decades and save you some money on your car parts. They have a box where you go on the website. How did you hear about us? I want you to put Locked On in that box so that they know we sent you. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the car parts your car will ever need and the accessories. Go visit rockauto.com today and start saving. Tap in, and then somebody's going to tap on your door in a matter of days, and you're going to have your parts delivered. It's rockauto.com. Tell them Locked On sent you. All right, man, so rolling along here, third and final segment on a Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. A little special edition today because training camp starts. Guys are walking in the building today with their shells and their hats and their flip-flops and their Jordans and getting ready to go in and put that work in, and it's a different feeling on today. I remember talking to some veterans, some guys that played here years ago about training camp and how grueling it used to be because they used to actually do two-a-days. And they do two-a-days, and they lived in a hotel that was right across the river from the stadium. And we would go out to the practice field, and I would watch it. And it'd be 8 o'clock in the morning, and it felt like it was 197 degrees outside. And you see those guys laboring, and those guys would be wet and sloppy, and then they'd leave practice. And they would leave practice knowing that they'd have to turn right around and come back at about 3 o'clock that afternoon and practice again. This time it'd be 276 degrees outside. And they talk about the good old days where those practices were, when they had those tour days and how much work they were able to get done. Now, because of the NFLPA and obviously some things that had to happen with guys, you know, falling out and some guys even passed away in practice. I recall the late, great Corey Stringer. Now they take more precautions about the heat. They take more precautions. Or you'll see them take more water breaks, mandatory water breaks. You see water buffaloes all over the field. You see guys, it's more, less physical now than it used to be, and probably more organized in terms of technique and details and things like that. So you won't get to see a lot of physicality early on when they're in shells. But when they start putting those pads on and they start going 11 on 11, that's where it'll start separating for you. That's where the pace of practice and the physicality of practice ratchets up, and then you'll start to see the men separate themselves from the young men or the boys. And that's always fun when they go into that area of practice, because you then can start noticing, like they all look like superior athletes and they all look like they could, you know, do anything until they have to start doing it in pads and doing it. And then you start to see the difference. I used to see it back with guys like Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue. I would see the difference in how they would dominate the linemen. And that's where the separation comes. The pads and the pace, the two P's, pads and the pace. That's where you start to see the little bit of separation and guys making plays. Who do I expect to have good pads and pace practices once the pads come on? The first round pick, ETN. I think he's going to dominate. I think he gives them something that other guys don't out of the backfield. And what that is the ability to hit a home run. If he sees a crease, it's over with. And I love his ability to cut back. The other guy is James Robinson. Because James Robinson, when you look at him, yeah, he's short, he's muscular, he's built like a fire hydrant. He does things that you can't measure. And what that is his vision. You'll see the vision and you'll start to see why people love James Robinson so much. So I anticipate you'll start to notice this two-headed monster at running back. I anticipate you'll know where Trevor Lawrence is in terms of the speed of the game. You'll see that a little bit in 7-on-7, but you'll really see it in pads because now people are running at him. And it's going to be a little bit different than it was for him in college. The receivers. How can the receivers get to their point and their spots when in full pads if they're being held up and people are getting physical with them at the line of scrimmage? And granted, the Jaguars have a lot of tall, angular, physical cornerbacks. The linebackers, especially the guys, not the guys you expect, Schobert and, of course, Miles Jack, but who's going to be those guys that are going to make a point to try to be a future player for this team? I want Dylan Moses to come back because I think he can be that. But Shaq Quarterman, is Shaq Quarterman going to make himself known in this defense this year and be a viable rotational player in case one of those guys gets hurt where he can go in and run the mic? Can he command the defense? Can he get guys in certain positions? And that's going to be critical to watch once everything gets physical also. The safeties. I want to see Andre Sisco run around and do in practice what I saw him do on film. And that is come up and absolutely destroy people and stop them in their tracks and make those tackles in the open field that I think he can make. All of this stuff is going to be real, real important, but you won't really get to see it until the pads go on and they start hitting, and then you'll see certain guys rise and you'll see certain guys fall back. What you'll hear every day on the Locked On Podcast Network is the great Peter Bukowski. Peter Bukowski is the host of Locked On Today, and Locked On Today is a show that gives you all the sporting news from around the world in 20 minutes. Real fast, every single morning, Monday through Friday. It's like a shot of espresso. So make sure that you tap into the Locked On Today podcast, subscribe, and check out Peter Bukowski on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It's training camp, man. If anything happens, I'll post up. I'll be up my Twitter on Shop Talking Wig and letting you know. I don't expect any fireworks for the next couple of days with guys just checking in and things getting going. And I'm sure Urban Meyer is really, really excited that he's running his first real serious NFL training camp. It has to be a sort of a surreal moment for him to finally get this thing rolling and get it going in the direction as we're going to head for the preseason, and then we're going to head for opening day. Make sure you tune in to Locked On Jaguars for all of your Jaguar needs Monday through Friday here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe. Check out the YouTube page, the Locked On NFL YouTube page. I'll be on there tomorrow with James Rapine. And pretty soon, we're going to get this Locked On Jaguars page rolling up and running so you can see my mug every single day if you so want to. Until tomorrow, man, you guys continue to take care of each other just like I always say, and let's do everything the right way. It's Tony Wiggins on Locked On Jaguars Podcast. Take care.